So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, October 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to finish up this poll story, Michigan news source Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research, says that this Senate race, I questioned, how could Slotkin supposedly be up 5 points on Rogers when Trump-Harris are tied? Has to do with favorable, unfavorable, enthusiastic, very enthusiastic polling. Democrats more enthusiastic than the Republicans, going up, increasing, because back on September 11th, it was 83-71. Democrats more enthusiastic than the Republicans. Now it's down on the Democrat side by 1 point, 82, up on the Republican side to 77. What about favorability? Less than 50% of the voters view Harris Trump favorably. What does that mean? The majority of the people polled had unfavorable opinions of both Harris and Trump. Of those that were questioned in the poll, 709 voters, 48% view Harris favorably, while 52% view her unfavorably. Of course, Donald Trump's numbers are worse. Trump favorable, down 3 percentage points compared to Harris's 48, got 45%. Unfavorable, 54%. In the Senate race, Slotkin getting 95% support among Democrats, while Rogers is only getting 87% support among the Republicans. However, the independents are breaking for Rogers 45-42. I believe that's the demographics right there that are going to swing on November 5th, the independents. They're not Republicans, they're not Democrats. they vote for the candidates. However, in all the polls I've been seeing, everything I've been following, 538, Rasmussen, Real Clear Politics, Quinnipiac, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News, every single poll I've been looking at, the independents are leaning toward the Republican candidates. Not the Republican Party, the Republican candidates. Now let's talk about this U.S. Senate race. Slotkin has enjoyed a significant fundraising advantage over Rogers. These are dollars reported by the campaigns themselves as to what they've raised. Slotkin's money is all coming from outside the state of Michigan, as is Rogers. But she's outraising him $24 million to basically $6 million. She's got a 4-to-1 advantage. However, and I reported on this earlier this week, two different political action committees outside the state of Michigan, big PACs, have bought up $30 million in TV ads in support of Rogers. Folks, this is a game changer. And it ties into what's called momentum. We're going to discuss that in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
We'll be right back. on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Again, looking at this poll, looking at a thing called momentum. It happens in every election. Every single election, every single year, starting basically this coming Tuesday, where we're going to be 4 weeks away from Tuesday, November 5th. This past Tuesday, 2 days ago, 5 weeks out, this coming Tuesday, 4 weeks out, as people start to pay attention, they get inundated with TV ads. You just heard how much money these PACs are putting into Mike Rogers' campaign. Well, as you look at this information, as you analyze it, as you process the data, and a lot of times without you even knowing, what is the situation? What is it that you're looking at? College football games? Maybe you're excited about the Detroit Tigers baseball games, Detroit Lions football games. The Voice, Dancing with the Stars. Whatever TV show you enjoy at night, these commercials are running. They are changing your opinion about these candidates and how you're going to be impacted when you go to vote. Guess what happens? You vote according to a thing called momentum. The campaign that you think has the energy, has the momentum, is who you're going to end up voting for. It happens every year, every election. There's nothing you can do about it. You're impacted accordingly. Now, one of the things you have to understand, why? Why do the campaigns spend so much money on these TV ads? Because they work. The candidate that has the biggest exposure, positive and negative, for their campaign ends up winning. So what are the PACs for Mike Rogers, supporting Mike Rogers? What are they going to do? Well, they are going to attack Slotkin. Then they're also going to run positive ads about Rogers. You raise the unfavorables of your enemy, your opponent. You improve the favorability of your candidate. It's just the game. And you're trapped in the game. You're going to be seeing the ads. You're going to be seeing this messaging, whether you like it or not. Most people want to sit and watch TV programs, usually at night, to be entertained. Escape reality. Give your mind a break from what you have to do at work tomorrow, or what you have to do with your family. During the commercials is when they get you. And it's almost impossible to even watch alternative media such as YouTube, Rumble, TikTok, Instagram, however you get your information. Pop-up ads are now popping up on YouTube for these campaigns. Watching a YouTube channel the other night, well, guess what? Kamala Harris ad popped up. The next commercial break, a Donald Trump ad popped up. They pay for these digital ads to be on these platforms. You can't escape it. even your news that you watch, where you try to get your news information. Want to know what's going on in Israel right now? Iran just threw a bunch of missiles at Israel. Their defense system shot the majority of them down, but now Israel's retaliating with soldiers on the ground going door to door, killing Hamas. This dock strike that's going to impact supply chain. You're trying to get information about the Hurricane Helene and what's going on in North Carolina. We've got a local gentleman here in our Antrim County. He's a pilot. He owns an airport right here in Torch Lake Township. He flew down a bunch of supplies down to North Carolina. People donated to them. They went out and purchased the items they needed. He flew a full plane load down. He's heading back down there again, I believe, later today or tomorrow. Well, guess what? He said the devastation is unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. At one of the local hospitals, there were 50 people standing outside of the hospital in line to get into the emergency room. Hurting. Absolutely hurting. Some of them bleeding in line, needing help in the line to get into the emergency room. Where do you get that information? Where do you get your news from? Well, you're going to see ads. And it's called momentum because of the way these campaigns are now in what's called crunch time. When we get to next Tuesday, and it's 4 weeks away, it is game on. Because that's when the majority of the people, not you guys that listen to this show on a regular basis, 80% of the population finally will start paying attention. How are they going to swing? How are they going to be motivated? How enthusiastic are they going to all of a sudden become to vote? Then, of course, October 26th through Sunday, November 3rd, we have 9 days of early voting here in Michigan. You don't have to wait until Tuesday, November 5th. Are they going to be making up their minds over the next couple of weeks here in October? And then vote early on October 26th. Good possibility. So as these polls are out right now, early October, here it is, October 3rd, today's show, they're saying Trump-Harris are basically tied, claiming that Slotkin is up by 5 points over Rogers. I don't believe it. And with the amount of money, $30 million in ads, can you imagine? $30 million. These two PACs don't want Slotkin to get elected to the U.S. Senate. They want Rogers to beat her. Well, it's going to be very interesting. We'll continue to watch the polls. We'll talk about it because it affects the down ballot ticket. Who is going to win the state house? That is critically important to the state of Michigan going forward to the last 2 years of Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. If the Republicans are able to take back the majority, they get a new speaker, it's game on in trying to slow down her agenda. And I find it very interesting. And we talked about this story yesterday. State Representative Grant introducing a bill, a senator and the state senator willing to support it, forcing local municipalities to mandate master plans, zoning changes in their communities, in their counties, township, city, and village master plans. Forcing them to address housing shortages. But yet, during the top of the hour news this morning, Michigan News Source reporting that by 2050, we will have a declining population. Less people living in Michigan than we do today. So we're going to throw all this money, all this resource, all these mandates onto local government to deal with shortage of housing. But at the same time, we're experiencing declining population. Ask yourself this question. Why does a state decline in population while other states are growing? You know what it comes down to? The simplest answer? Policies. What is your tax policies? What is your policies when it comes to opening a new business? What are your regulations? What are your hoops a business has to jump through? What is your energy cost? How much is electricity in your state? How much is your car insurance? How well does the public schools do in teaching your kids, preparing your kids for higher education or to be able to go out and get a job? What is your simple infrastructure? The condition of your roads, your highways, your bridges. All this goes into somebody's decision as to whether they're moving to a state or whether they're leaving a state. And based on the current trending, the direction Michigan's going, folks, people are leaving. They're not staying here. So as a result, we have a declining population, but we have a governor and leaders in Lansing right now. I call them leaders because they lead their parties. Democrats in control of the House and the Senate are taking the state in a direction that most people end up impacting their lives negatively. Cost of living is higher. Opportunities are better in other states. They can move to a state that has no state income tax, lower property taxes, cheaper electricity, cheaper car insurance. Well, wait a minute. I can find work down there compared to what I'm dealing with up in Michigan. We're going to consider moving. Others are saying, nope, this is my state. I'm going to die here. I love Michigan. I'm going to stay. We just need to work to fix it. Well, that fix is coming, folks, and I'm going to tell you when it is. Tuesday, November 5th this year is the beginning. If Donald Trump wins Michigan, Rogers wins the Senate, Republicans take back the majority in the House to slow down Gretchen Whitmer's last 2 years of her governorship, she's done. She's termed out of Michigan. She's running for president in 2028 because Kamala Harris is going to lose to Donald Trump. Gavin Newsom's going to run. There's going to be a ton of young Democrat governors running for president in 2028. But between now and then, 2026, 2 years from this November 5th, is going to be a midterm election for a new governor in the state of Michigan. If you look at history, Michigan is due for a Republican governor. It won't be Jocelyn Benson. It won't be Mike Dugan. It will not be Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. It'll be a Republican. Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, whoever decides to run for governor in 2026. They also flipped